It's been a tumultuous year for cryptocurrency. Major crypto companies are facing legal scrutiny, some collapsed, and investors lost billions. So, understandably, many people are sour on this type of unregulated digital money, but that's not the case for some of the legacy financial companies in Massachusetts. WBUR's Yasmin Ammer explains.
If you haven't kept up with the world of crypto and its underlying technology known as blockchain, then you probably don't realize it still has a lot of fans in Greater Boston. Phil McManus helped organize a big conference called ETH Boston back in April.
The future of tech is being built here in Boston, and that's what we're excited to have people come out and learn about.
The conference featured several panels on crypto. There were lots of startups, but also some household names like Fidelity and State Street. It may surprise some people to learn they're big players in this space. Ramin Bigdilyazeri works with Fidelity Digital Assets.
We believe that there's value in this technology. We've heard from our clients that they want access to this, and so we want to give them a safe, reliable way to access the asset class.
That's finance speak for a group of similar investments. This almost 80-year-old financial services company was an early investor in crypto. It started with Bitcoin, and it still mines it today. In the last year, despite plenty of not-so-good news about crypto, Fidelity expanded its offerings.
And the reason why we've done so is, in order for us to understand it, we have to use it and have to be in the industry. And so we're starting to see more and more of the large participants in the existing financial markets start to do the same. Yeah, I don't think you can ignore it.
Another large participant that isn't ignoring that $1 trillion crypto market, State Street.
We've actually made more investment, I think, in the last few months than we did in the first few years I was here.
Jay Biancamano leads the digital funds team at State Street. He says last year's meltdown of the major crypto exchange FTX did slow some investors down. But many clients are still crypto curious. And State Street thinks this tech could transform the financial industry. Biancamano says he can envision a future where blockchain and digital currency are part of daily life.
You walk into a Starbucks and you are actually able to pay for your Starbucks coffee by liquidating a portion of your Apple stock.
But here's the rub. Most cryptocurrencies are still not regulated in the U.S. And according to a recent poll from Pew, 75% of Americans who've heard of cryptocurrency don't trust it. Lynn Marler, the chair of Boston Blockchain Association, says that's a challenge for these old legacy financial institutions.
If I was fly by night and started my own company, a crypto company, whatever, I fall under the radar. These financial institutions cannot fall under the radar.
Big regulated companies like State Street and Fidelity have to be careful and perhaps move a little slower in the crypto and blockchain space compared to some newer, more nimble companies. Marler says in some ways that could benefit them too.
In my mind, they are the best prepared because they have taken the traditional financial markets and they understand them. And now they're taking them and creating innovative ways.
Meaning ways to incorporate digital currencies into the lives and portfolios of the average investor. That could be where the industry is headed, but only if they overcome a whole lot of skepticism. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Yasmin Ammer.